Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Mountain West football, our Root Sports Rocky Mountain Mountain West football update. Brad Thompson joining us here on the program today. And Brad, week one in the books for the Mountain West. First of all, how are you doing? Thanks for joining the program. And what were your first impressions from week one with what you saw?
Keith, well, I'm excited to be a part of the program. Thanks for having me. Starting things off, it's just great to have football back. For me, that's the biggest thing, to have everybody back out on the field, running around, making some big plays. So a lot of things stood out. I mean, I was down in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, but what really jumped out at me was Wyoming. There wasn't a better game. You know, triple overtime, Cowboys picking up the W. So that was a huge game. Everything that went into that with the delay, that's what stood out to me the most, was Wyoming 2-10 last year, picking up win number one. That's a good Northern Illinois team that they beat. They had 8 wins last year. Last year they lost their last 3 of the season, so they kind of stumbled at the end of the year. But that Northern Illinois team is a good team, and the Cowboys proved they're up to the task.
You know, that's what we talked about a lot yesterday on the show, is the fact that there were a lot of unknowns with the Cowboys regarding what they had returning. They were still very young. Were they improved on defense? And I think they answered a lot of those questions. Now, there's still 11 games to go, but I think one thing's for certain, that's a much improved football team that we saw Saturday night and, I guess, early Sunday morning.
No question about it. And Josh Allen is a huge part of that. When he went out last year against Eastern Michigan, you didn't quite know what you had. You knew he was a big guy. You knew he had a strong arm. You didn't know how much he could move around. I mean, he did get hurt scrambling last year, but 70 yards rushing. He's the Mountain West Offensive Player of the Week. He's dynamic. He's got a strong arm. He got out of the pocket, obviously, the game-winning touchdown run. He can make some plays out of the pocket. So they've got a lot of pieces, and I think last year, within that last game, they got some momentum, they got some confidence, kept the team together, and they really carried that over into this year. When you win game number one, it really jumpstarts your whole season. There isn't that confidence comes back, that self-doubt that you may have, hey, we're a young team, are we good enough, are these new players going to step up? And to pick up a big win at home with all the adversity and the weather and the overtimes, that was a huge win for the team for the whole season moving forward. I think things couldn't have gone better for the Cowboys at week one.
You know, take a look at the teams that are thought to win their respective divisions with San Diego State and Boise. I know the Aztecs, they shut out New Hampshire. I didn't see much or any highlights of that, but I saw a little bit of the Boise State Louisiana Lafayette game, and Boise State again going on the road. It's never easy, but did what they were supposed to do, and I guess in some instances San Diego State did as well. They'll both have tougher tasks, but what were your thoughts on the two prospective leaders of the conference in their 2016 openers?
They handled their business. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. They took care of business in their games. Those two teams have a lot of talent, and they're going to have big games this week against Power 5 team. So we'll see how that translates to last weekend. Not huge competition, but they're going to have some big games. California for San Diego State and Washington State. And I think those are both two games that they can, each of those schools respectively, can win. And I think that'll really jumpstart this conference, and you'll see some of these guys say, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should pay a little bit more attention to the Mountain West Conference, and especially some of the higher-end teams in the conference. They've got a lot of talent. I mean, Boise State returns a ton of talent on the offensive side. They've got the tradition up there, and San Diego State, I know that they're predictable and that they're going to run the football and play good defense, but Donnell Pumphrey is a special, special running back, and at his size, I had the chance to meet him earlier, it was in July, in the Mountain West Media Days. And, you know, you look at him standing there, he's not an impressive guy. But you give him the ball, you put him in that backfield. The thing is, they know he's going to get the ball, and they still can't stop him. And that's really impressive for a running back of his size. So both those schools have a chance to make a statement this weekend against some bigger schools. So we'll see what they can do. But, those games are going to be close, no doubt.
San Diego State is, trying to find that quarterback, though. That's the one thing that I think is the biggest question mark, and maybe keeping them kind of down a little bit lower in some of the rankings, is they're still not quite sure what they got at quarterback, and it's something that, we all need. It's not as as important in college football. It's still the most important position on the field, but I think people are still hanging out and trying to see if San Diego State's got themselves a quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback play is tough. I mean, Christian Chapman, like I said, with San Diego State, you know what they're going to do. They want to run the football. Rocky Long wants to pound the football, but you've got to have a little bit of balance on that offense. You've got to be able to throw the ball. So when you don't have a quarterback, and you saw it all throughout college football this past weekend, a huge opening weekend of college football, and you had teams trying to figure out who their quarterback was. Even down in New Mexico, you thought, when we were down there doing the game, you thought, is it going to be Lamar Jordan? Is it going to be Austin Apodaca? Turned out to be Apodaca. But throughout the landscape of college football, that first game, when you're trying to figure it out who that quarterback's going to be, there's no leader in the huddle every time. Some of the offensive linemen and other skill players on offense are like, is it going to be this guy? Is it going to be that guy? How much does it change our offensive look with their skill set? So, I mean, Notre Dame was going through a little bit of quarterback struggles there. So, it just, once you solidify that position, it'll really make things happen. And for San Diego State, they want to run the ball. They just need to be able to throw it a little bit to keep teams honest and stretch the field a little bit to open up some of that run game.
Looking at the slate of games this week, what, five or six Mountain West teams going up against Power 5 opponents? You got the Wyoming Cowboys visiting Nebraska, Nevada, Notre Dame, then some Pac-12 teams on the schedule with Vegas going to UCLA, Washington State, and Boise State, Cal, San Diego State. Which one of those get Utah State, USC, forget about that one, which one of those really jumps out at you and says, hey, the Mountain West got a chance to prove a point here with a win or being competitive, or do all of them kind of jump out at you?
I love the slate this week. Last week, you're thinking, all right, let's just get warmed up. Let's get the guys back out on the field, maybe get some wins under their belt. And Wyoming, you know, wasn't shying away with Northern Illinois to open things up. But this week, you're looking across the board. Washington State's going to Boise State. That's going to be tough for the Cougars going in there. California at San Diego State. Some of these schools are going to Mountain West schools, which is great. Nevada, Notre Dame, that's going to be a real tough one. But what jumps out to me potentially is USC is going to be fired up. They got thumped by Alabama. Utah State is not Alabama, but that could be a tough game. Your confidence is a little bit, you know, knocked down when you get thumped by Alabama like that. So there, maybe that's the game. I look at the Aggies up in Utah State and see what they can do. They had a great week rushing the football last week. So there's some tough matchups, certainly. We talked about San Diego State. I certainly think San Diego State and Boise State have a chance to win over California and Washington State. But a major upset would be if the Aggies could get the Trojans. But you see, you wonder where they can go one of two ways. USC's confidence is knocked down a couple pegs, or they just come out fighting mad and really take it to the Aggies. So it could go either way, but I think the Aggies have a chance there with the confidence level of USC right now.
I was looking at that one, too, with the games. I can't believe I forgot that one as well. You were down in Albuquerque last Thursday, and not much of a challenge. I mean, early on it was interesting, but New Mexico just proved too tough. Is that an improved football team that you saw with the Lobos this season?
It definitely is. Their expectations, what we talked to the coaches, some of the players ahead of the game, was their expectations down there in Albuquerque are different. You know, for years it's, hey, let's win some games, maybe get a winning record, let's try and get to a bowl game. Now they're looking ahead to not only having a winning season, but they need, you know, planning on winning a bowl game, trying to win their division. Their expectations have changed. They've got some momentum going down there. And that offense is electric. They've got a lot of weapons offensively. And, you know, South Dakota put up a fight at the beginning, but it was just too much. They create so many big plays with their speed offensively. And Austin Apodaca throwing the football now. He's, you know, he did okay orchestrating the option and some of the run game, but he's got weapons to hand it off to and pitch it to. So if they can throw it a little bit, they're going to be dangerous. He had a good night passing, and they're an improved football team for sure, and they've got some momentum going. Their defense needs to pick it up a little bit, but Dakota Cox is a beast in the middle. So they've got a lot of weapons, and they have that big strike, big playability out of their run game, which is incredible. So if they get their passing game going like they had last week with Apodaca. They're a dangerous team. I mean, he was 12-16, had a passer efficiency rating of over 200. So Apodaca was impressive, and with a little bit of a passing game, that rushing attack, they're going to be dangerous.
Where's your next assignment, Brad? Where are you headed to?
We're heading up to CSU next weekend, so we won't have won't be there. Have things going on this weekend, but next weekend up at Colorado State, and we're looking to get. I know Kevin Davis had a huge game, 19 total tackles. So we're looking to get up there next week and check things out with Coach Bobo. I know he's probably not happy at all. I live here on the Front Range, so he can't be happy with the Rocky Mountain Showdown results. But they've got a lot of new players, a little bit like Wyoming from a season ago. They've got a lot of new faces out there, especially on the defensive side. And, you know, the Wyoming knows the struggles when your first-year guys are out there. Things are moving a little bit too fast. You're trying to get lined up, and then the snap happens, and you're out of position and just playing from behind the whole way. So CSU next week, we're looking forward to it on Root Sports, and we'll check them out a little bit during practice and see what they bring to the table.
Great stuff, Brad. We appreciate you joining the show. Brad Thompson, he is with Root Sports Rocky Mountain, our Mountain West football update. They'll be in Fort Collins next weekend for the CSU game. Thank you so much, Brad. We look forward to chatting with you throughout the season.
Anytime, Keith. Appreciate it.